Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Selling what we make is not the easiest option. It's not the most profitable option, and it's not the most time-friendly option. But it is how most of us get into starting our crochet business. We do it because it's the most obvious option, and most of us really don't get into the idea of having a crocheting business. It's a side hustle. It's the idea of, well, I could just sell sort of what I make and make a bit of extra cash for the household. Or I can help us afford that holiday this year. Or it's coming up to Christmas, I need to make a bit of extra cash. Why don't I sell some of my crochet? And that's how most of us get into this. The idea of having a crochet business tends to come later. But that doesn't mean you can't go from side hustle to fully fledged crocheting business that you make a living from. And since you're already doing it, selling what you make seems the obvious choice. Now, I'm not trying to put you off, but a lot of crochet businesses fail because when it comes to selling what they make, they just cannot switch from hobby to business mind. And this failure comes through pricing, confidence, through getting out there and getting in front of the audience that are going to buy from you. Most crochet businesses or sellers sell their crochet really cheap. They sell it at a cost that, if you broke it down into how much you're getting paid per hour, you would not take a 9-to-5 job. You'd be shouting, that's exploitation. That's absolutely awful. No one could live on that. And yet these are the prices that most, or a great deal, of crocheters sell their crochet for. And this issue comes from a lack of confidence in themselves. A lack of self-belief that there are people who will pay good money for crochet, and not realizing that they are trying to sell to the wrong people. You've got to crack that horrible little egg if you are going to make your crochet business a success. What a lot of people don't realize is that what they're doing is assuming that everyone else is just like them. And you think, no one's going to pay that price for crochet. Well, they're not realizing is that that's because they wouldn't pay that price for crochet. If you have made it, you would not buy it. You're a crocheter. You're not going to buy crochet. You're going to make it. So of course you're not going to pay £30 for a bobble hat. Guess what? Someone else who doesn't crochet will. But you're not getting in front of the right people. Crochet is a luxury item. And to make a living from selling what you make, you have got to treat it like a luxury. You are not selling to your neighbours, you're selling to your neighbour's boss. And that's how you're going to think of it when deciding how to go about selling a crochet and who you are targeting for your customers. You're targeting the people who like luxury brands, who have disposable income to pay that bit extra, who are going to pay more to have a quality product. You are not trying to sell to people who go for the discount goods store and buy fast fashion. They're not your people. And yet, that's who a lot of crocheters try to sell to. And it's the wrong way to go about it. So if you can crack this and get out of that bargain basement mindset, you can make a good living selling what you make. Doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be crocheting every minute of the day. You will be. You know, you can be working 40, 50, 60 hour weeks just getting all the crocheting done that you need. But if that's what you want to do, then fantastic. This is a great way to do it. The downside to selling what you make is that if you are not crocheting, you cannot make money. So if you want to take time off, you kind of have to accept that there's going to be no income coming in. So I would always recommend having a backup option so that if you want to take time off, you still have money coming in. And I'll be recording a series of podcasts about profit ideas for crochet businesses. I will take a look, listen to those and see how you can incorporate some of those into your crochet business. Because this is the biggest problem, selling what you make. If you can't crochet, there's no money coming in. So if you end up in a position where you have to take extended time off, you're going to have a really big problem when it comes to your finances. If you break your arm and can't crochet, you're stuck. If a relative has an emergency and you need to go be with them and you can't crochet while you're caring for them, you're stuck. You want to take the holiday for 2 weeks with the kids, you're a bit stuck. So while selling what you make can be incredibly satisfying, you know, seeing how people appreciate your crochet, all the hard work you've done is incredibly gratifying. Your customers will send you pictures and stories of who they gifted it to and how much it's appreciated, which, you know, it makes your heart sing. It really does. But there is a big downside to selling what you make in that you are basically selling your time for money. No time, there's no money. So you have to crochet all the time to fit those orders in. But in a way, I'm kind of jumping the gun here because you've got to get those orders in the first place. So where do you sell? You can sell on social media. You can sell on third-party apps like Etsy and Shopify. You can sell in store. You can do a rent-a-shelf option. You can sell wholesale to shop owners. There's a whole variety of options available to you when it comes to selling what you make. Social media is free, which sounds fantastic, but there's no search options. People can't search for a crossbody bag and have you come up in search results. It doesn't work that way, which means you have to go and find your customers. But if you sell on third-party apps like Etsy and Shopify, your listings will appear in Google search results. They will appear on Bing. They will appear on all the search engines, which, yes, these platforms do charge you. You have to pay for your listings and they take a commission out of all your sales. But having the ability of your customers coming to find you instead of you having to go find them, I personally think that's worth its weight in gold and worth the fees. Fees are only an issue if you are not pricing your crochet properly. If you've got your pricing right, the fees are not an issue. And you get found in search results, not only on the platforms themselves, like Etsy search, you'll get found on Google. If you use Pinterest to promote your crochet, you'll get found there because Pinterest is a search engine as well. If you make videos for your crochet, you'll get found on YouTube because that's also a search engine. Using third-party apps are opening the world, literally opening the world to your crochet and getting sales. So I highly encourage you to look at these options and not just rely on social media. Yes, social media can be fantastic, but it takes so much time and so much effort. It's not predictable. It's not reliable. It's certainly not as easy to build a business on social media as it used to be. Not even close. And if you're going to rely on that option, you are going to have to put literally hours a day into it. And those are hours you could be crocheting instead. So I would definitely encourage you to look at Etsy or Shopify or another one of these third-party apps to sell what you make. Something that gets you found in search results. If you're selling in person, you can go with Rent-A-Shelf in gift shops. You'll find these advertised quite a bit on Facebook, but I'll try and get into a local shop. It's much easier. You can keep an eye on stock more. You can see what is selling, what isn't. You can get a relationship with the shop manager much easier so that you can get that information on what is selling right now and what isn't. You can also do craft fairs and markets. A great option for selling in person and actually meeting your customers yourself and having that in-person interaction. One of the downsides to having your own business and being the only one in it is that you can be stuck without kind of any human interaction, without being able to talk to anyone during the day. And so craft fairs and markets open that up for you. And so you can have that conversation and get that human element back into your life that kind of disappears a little bit when you are doing this for yourself. Again, they do take work. They take research. They're not the easiest of options, but they can be great profit makers. But the key is to do your research. And I actually just recorded an episode on selling at craft fairs and markets for my membership, the Hooked on Success podcast membership. The link is beneath this video if you want to take a look. Or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and take a look at the membership, where we do dive further into all these, you know, issues around selling your crochet. There's also challenges in there. We've just done one for prepping for Christmas to try and make it as stress-free as possible. That does sound like a bit of a strange thing to say, a stress-free Christmas, but we could try and make it easy for ourselves, you know? So go take a look if that interests you. But craft fairs and markets, you've got to choose wisely. You've got to choose the event or you have to choose your stock. You have to base it around one or the other. But also great opportunities for selling in person and can be very, very successful if you do them right. When it comes to selling online, you also then have the option of taking bespoke orders. Now, people can ask for personalization or ask for you to do something specifically just for them. And one of the biggest things, it's heartbreaking to see in Facebook group, people saying that someone has ordered from them, they've made that order, and then when it came time to sort out payment and delivery, the customer has ghosted them. They just ignored them completely. And the mistake was simply that they did not take payment up front. At the most minimum, you should take a deposit at the time of order. But I would take full payment. There is no reason why you shouldn't. In fact, there's every reason why you should, to prevent this from happening. To prevent people from ordering from you and then not paying later. I mean, if they haven't got the money then when they order, who's to say they'll have the money when the order is ready? This is a way of protecting yourself. And to be honest, most people should expect to pay on order. When you go online and order something, it doesn't matter when the delivery date is. You pay at the time of order in these big online shops. Amazon, you pay when you order. You order from a furniture store, you pay at the time of order. But even if he sets up a payment plan, you still put a deposit down. and you should do the same. There is no reason why any customer should expect you to take an order without payment. And to be honest, if they insist on it, I will just cancel the order and run. You have to protect yourself. Same when if you're posting packages. Always use tracked delivery. Never post it any other way because you have to protect yourself. Forget the customer complaints about high postage. It doesn't matter. If they refuse to help you protect you and them, then you don't need to be doing business with them. And to be honest, if they are complaining about a couple of extra pounds on the postage cost, you've probably got your prices too low. Because if they are quibbling over a couple of pounds, then you must have a low price point. And crochet is not cheap. It's a luxury item. So put those prices up and the cost of the postage won't be an issue. If you are selling to the right people, you won't have these problems. If you are having these problems of people quibbling over paying up front or quibbling over postage costs, then that's a sign that your prices are too low and you are not trying to sell to the right people. You need to go to the luxury market. And luxury markets, people who buy these luxury price brands, they understand that they are going to pay premium. And that means all the services that come with it are a premium. Tracked delivery. Paying up front. That's part of it. They expect this. So if you are having these issues, you are selling to the wrong people. The other big thing about selling online is you've got to get your photos right. You've got to stand out for all the right reasons with fantastic looking photos. You don't need a professional photographer. You can take fantastic looking pictures all by yourself using just your smartphone and some free editing apps. This is how I've always taken my photos, and my pictures stand up really well next to other people's. You will get some people who will have a professional photographer, but they tend to be people who have been in this business for a long time, who are making the money in order to be able to afford that. Most sellers on Etsy and Shopify take their own pictures and edit them themselves. You could do the same thing. If you want to know how, I've got a great little ebook that takes you step by step on how to choose backgrounds, props, how to sort out your lighting, and takes you through the editing process as well. If you want to take a look at that, then it's in my shop at crochetbusinessschool.com/shop. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get great photos. You can do all the editing yourself. You can use props that you have lying around your house. It's just a case of choosing the right thing and getting the lighting right. And you must edit. Never skip the editing process, because even just a little bit of a tweak can really make your pictures go from okay to absolute stunning. Because you've got to stop the scroll. You know, if you're appearing in search results or in the social media feed, you've got to stop the scroll. You've got to stop people from scrolling by and stand out for all the right reasons. And when selling online, your photos are the only tool you have to do that. So you've got to make sure that your pictures are absolutely stunning and stand out for all the right reasons. Because you can stand out for the wrong reasons too, and we don't want that. So you have so many options available to you when it comes to selling what you make. The trick is to decide what suits you and how you're going to protect yourself when you need to take time off, when it comes to posting out packages, when it comes to taking orders, when it comes to where you sell and how you do it. It's not the easiest option, but it is the clearest option available to us. You do need to put the time and effort into learning the platforms you're going to be selling on, or where you're going to be selling. No matter what you choose, there's a learning process. And if you do not put that time into learning how to use these platforms and these processes and these setups properly, they're simply not going to work as well for you. And that's the same in any area of business or any type of revenue stream that you choose to make money from your crochet with. Everything has to be learnt. Everything has to be built. Everything takes time. Selling your crochet isn't easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it, but they're not. And there is a reason for that. But don't let that get you down. Just know that you really do have to go into this for the long haul. And it's going to take you time. Time to build the audience. Time to build that reputation. Time to build your brand. You've got to give it time and keep putting that effort into it. You will get to where you need to go. You will make the profits you need to make as long as you're prepared to put the work in and truly think of your crochet as a business and not just a side hustle, because you will not believe the differences in mindset those two have. It's like chalk and cheese. You have to do the work on yourself and not just on your business. And that's how you crack the problems that bring down so many crocheting sellers. So if selling what you make is what you are determined to do, then go for it. But you do have to look into your pricing, your audience, and be prepared to take those leaps.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes. And please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.